A very good evening, Zimbabwe, and you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 17th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Zimbabwe post-elections.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com. And still, you can find us at www.voandebele.com.
The first election since former President Robert Mugabe was ousted in a military coup in November last year had been expected to end Zimbabwe's pariah status and launch an economic recovery, but post-election unrest has brought back uncomfortable reminders of its violent past. Election results are once again being disputed by the opposition.
Zimbabwe's ruling party and opposition say the Constitutional Court will hear the opposition's challenge to the presidential election results on August 22nd. Opposition leader Nelson Chamisa narrowly lost to President Emmerson Mnangagwa, but Chamisa's party alleges gross mathematical errors. It seeks a fresh election or a declaration of Chamisa as the winner of the July 30th vote.
And of course, at the moment, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is currently in Windhoek, Namibia, attending the SADC summit. And while in Namibia, he was telling fellow SADC leaders that he wants Zimbabwe to move forward and to try and also bring unity and economic recovery.
Yebo, Blessing, lamhlanje ke zulukandaba siyadibana sixoxa ngodaba olusegudwini, udaba ke lokhetho olwenziweyo kumaviki amabili adluleyo. Siyazi ukubana umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubethiwa nguye onqobileyo, kodwa ke umnumzana Nelson Chamisa we-MDC Alliance wathi hatshi ayisikho lokho, yena nguye onqobileyo. Ngakho ke udaba lolu lusemthethwandaba we-Constitutional Court, lapho ke oluzwaziwa khona ngeviki ezayo lwesithathu, okuzakhulunywa ukubana kuhamba njani. Sizwa kuthiwa yena ngokwakhe unkosikazi Chigumba ongumye okhokhela iZEC uthi yena iyavuma ukubana kulamanye ama-ballots, ama-vote asiwa kumongameli Mnangagwa, kodwa okungahambanga kahle uthi kuyona hayi kukhona ke kodwa kuncane kuyalungiseka. Njalo uyathi yena hayi udaba lolu lumele lungathethwa lahlelwe kachana, Blessing.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tlauti tinge tichitaura nezve mamiro akaita zvinhu munyika mushure mekunge sarudzo dzapera, asi zvakabuda musarudzo zvinenge zviri kuramba zvichiita kuti munyika muite bata murefu bata mupfupi, nekuti vanopikisa vemDC Alliance vari kuti havasi kutambira zvakabuda musarudzo zvekuti vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vaimirira ZANUPF musarudzo idzi vakakunda. Inekudaro zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kunyatsogadzikana muZimbabwe zvapawo kuti upfumi hurambe huchienda kumawere, nekuti hapana munhu arikutarisa nyaya dzezveupfumi ndo zvirikutaurwa nedzimwe nyaya nyaya dzezveupfumi dzichitidzo vanhu varingotaura nezvematongerwo enyika. Tirakunzwa kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti munoona sei mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika, uye Chris une mamwe mavhidhiyo wakaita ari kutaura nenyaya dzesarudzo idzodzi.
Yebo, Blessing, as maybe some of our listeners are aware, we were in Zimbabwe where we spoke to a number of Zimbabweans. You know, we met them, we discussed, and they told us about what their thoughts are on the election. So today we will dedicate some of the time to those interviews. Blessing.
Hongu mawadiwa manzwa zvirikutaurwa naChris apo kuti tichange tine mavideo akati one day evanhu vari kutaura maonero avo nezvenyaya yesarudzo. Asi imiwo amawadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchitifonera tichikurukura nemi. Namba dzedu munodziziya dzinotidzo 001-202-619-2077. Todzokorera zvakare namba dzedu 001-202-619-2077. Mukangotifonera tobva takufonerai tokurukura iyo nyaya iri mugango nhasi kuti tinzwewo maonero enyu nemamiriro akaita zvinhu. Chris.
Yes, Blessing. To start us off, we will have our first video before we take our callers, and of course we'll have a guest. Let's watch.
Well, we have not had any problems regarding issues to do with intimidation in most areas in Zimbabwe. But probably the only issue that we've had problems with relates to the ballot paper. To me, it is a fact that we have about 23 candidates. And Zeki needs intelligence or lack of it. They design it in such a way that one of the candidates, who apparently is the ruling party's candidate, finds himself almost at the top of the other side of the ballot paper. And it's a designed way to ensure that he gets some prominence, and we are very concerned about that, because if indeed we have 23 candidates, if they were going to be divided by two, we were going to have 12 candidates, and then there was only going to be one remainder. Common sense dictates that at least on one side there were supposed to be 12 candidates, on the other side probably 13 candidates. But the way the ballot paper has been designed is carefully to ensure that the current president Mnangagwa gets some prominence on the ballot paper, and we view that as a way of trying to manipulate the process. And to us, Zek is not a referee, he's a player in the game.
Just yourself and the name of the party that you represent.
My name is Stanley Manyenga. I'm from the MDC Alliance that is led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. And I'm also an aspiring candidate in Ward 23 Waterfalls Hatfield constituency.
So can you tell us how is your campaign going?
So far, I can't complain much. The campaign has been going very well. Only for a few rude elements that are removing posters. Maybe that's just one of the complaints so far.
Yes, Blessing, that was those two interviews were actually just the day before the elections. I think it was somewhere in the city center, you know, people were getting ready to vote, and like they said, it was quite peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there was so much hope that this election will be different. But was it? I think the ghosts of the past, according to some analysts, visiting Zimbabwe again. I think, Chris, you saw the U.S. Government not lifting the sanctions as President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government was anticipating that after the elections, the sanctions will be removed. But it appears they are going to be tightened. Washington is saying that this is coming after the post-election violence that saw the army allegedly shooting to death 6 people in the city center. And of course, the Commonwealth and other foreign observers, the European Union, are also saying that, of course, there was no violence, but they are not happy with the way the election was conducted. But on the other hand, the Southern African Development Community, SADC, COMESA, the African Union, are saying that though there is room for improvement, this was a credible election. But of course, for Zimbabwe, the economic crisis mostly it appears is prevailing, Chris.
Yes, Blessing. That was a very sad incident, you know, sending soldiers armed with a live ammunition. I think that was a big mistake for the government. You know, if maybe that incident didn't occur, maybe we would have seen a different approach from these Western countries. But anyway, let's get listen to some more Zimbabweans on the streets of Harare.
My name is Fidelit Kingston. I'm a resident in Warren Park.
So what do you make of the election results?
Yeah, the election results came out. You know, people disputed the election results, but for me, I think the election results is fair. You know, we have never been intimidated, faced any form of violence, and other things. So the election result is fair. Yes.
What about the effect that the NDC alliance is saying that, you know, there's this issue of the D11 forms and stuff like that?
I don't have to doubt them. Why? Because whenever someone loses, it tries to pinpoint loopholes in any system that is there. Right? Why are they saying the B11 we're not there? Right? We don't know. But this is I think this is a baseless allegation that is trying to tarnish the image of the our legit president, our elected president. So this issue of missing V11 forms is now water under the bridge. They should forget about that. Yes.
Okay. I'm Milford Dzimiri. I stay in Warren Park, 30% Warren Park 1, yeah.
And then Tatripa Sarudzo apa Vikira Pira.
Yeah.
Wakarona say something.
Yeah, to me I think the elections to me were free and fair. Why am I saying so? Because I used to travel a lot prior to the polls. But what I noticed is that the areas where the general populace were talking about a certain part, those areas, certainly the outcome was reflecting what people were saying prior to the polls. I can give you two, maybe three, four examples. I was here in Warren Park. Of course, you can compare the two candidates, maybe National Assembly. You can talk of Gilbert Mponda and Shakespeare also. You can tell from their policies. People, the politics of today is far beyond the policies. It's not policy-driven. People just like the part, regardless of one political affiliation or the president. If we can look at the presidents, one can have sound policies, but it depends from the maybe the, I can say, the voters he is addressing. If you look at people down there in Urunga, that's where I come from, those people, some of them, they're just affiliated to the party, regardless of political affiliation, regardless of policies one may bring. Someone just say, I like Idim Nangago. Someone just say, I like Chamisa. But now, I think politics in Zimbabwe, we have got two different people in Zimbabwe. We have got people in town. Those people, their objective is to look for economic development, whereby they are looking for the industry opening so that they will go to work. But if you look at people in maybe rural areas, their objective is they want safety in terms of maybe land security, so that they will be able to farm their land and then be able to produce. So for someone who will bring the inputs to them, that person to me, I think from those people's perspective, I think that's their best candidate.
Yeah, Blessing. Mm-hmm. That was some of those people we were talking to when we were in Harare. And of course, we'll be giving you some more, but we understand we have our guest.
Yes, we have our guest today, analyst and social commentator, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Now, Mr. Ngwenya, the mantra from President Emmerson Mnangagwa before the elections was that Zimbabwe is open for business, and many were hoping that after this election, the economy will be booming. Is this what is happening, or the economy is headed south?
Well, look, it is very difficult to assess the impact on an economy of, for want of a better term, political rhetoric. But sometimes what politicians say does have a marginal effect that you can see because, currencies respond rapidly to political, direction. But if he was talking about Zimbabwe being open for business and talking about big business, they don't take decisions overnight. They assess the sustainability of a market over a long, long period. So if you study the investment conditions that he's been outlining, even the special economic zone, metrics, it really is, in a way, conducive to do business. But the political dynamics generally cause uncertainty, and I think this is where perhaps his mantra or his narrative might fall flat on its face.
Chris.
Yes, babu Ngwenya, siyabona ukuthi lapha ngesikhathi kungakabi lokhetho ubungumuntu obubhizi kakhulu uke waba endaweni lapho kade kusiba lengxoxo mpikiswano. Sike siyabona lapha usiba labo mnumzana David Coulthard elo mnumzana Qhubani. Ungasitshela nje ngamafitshane ukuthi okwaphuma kungxoxo le kwini?
Yebo, kwakuvele sewutshengisela mnumzana ukuthi ukhetho lolu luzakuba into ephikiswanayo, ngoba bengavumelani indlela ezaziphathwa ngazo ukhetho. Ye, abanye yena njengomuntu osebenza leze kumnumzana uQhubani wayekhangelisisa ngezomthetho ukuthi benza into belandelela umthetho, kodwa umnumzana uColder esithi hayi ukhetho lulangama yi-politics kulama emotions, but babe bavele ukuthengisela mnumzana ukuthi ukhetho lolu ngengxoxo zabo kwakuza impumela yakhona izaphikiswa. Lami ngaye ngayithi fanafala indaba yakhona nje ngisithi mina ngibona ngathi indlela abaphatha ngayo ubuxholo bakhona buzakwenza ukuthi kube le impumela ephikisanayo. Yikho lokhu sesingeneke emadaleni sokuphikiswana.
Hayi, siyakuzwa mnumzana, ubambe ecingweni khonapho.
To dzoka kwamuri mukomari Joyce, tichitarisa iyo nyaya yesarudzo, vakawanda vanga vachitarisira kuti panopera sarudzo paite mutauro sezvaiitwa panguva yainge nyika iri pasi peutongo hwavamugabe. Asi tiri kuona kuti matambudziko mamwe chete iyayo ndiwo anenge ari kuramba achingodzoka. Nemamiriro akaita zvinaya, munoona remangwana rakamira sei?
Ichokwadi nokuti pati pava vanhu pavainovhota pataino vhota zvairatidza kuti rwendo runozvinhu zvakachinja, vanhu vanga vakasununguka vachitaura zvavanoda. Misangano yataiita tichisanganawo nevanhu, vanhu vachitaura madiro zvichisimudzira yainzi morare nenguva dzehondo. Asi zvinenge zvatikanganisei nokuti hapasina kubvumirwana pane yatingati muchirungu tension, pane kutya nokuti pakangotaurwa chete maresults acho, vamwe vachipfurwa, vanhu vachimhanya mastriti, vamwe vachisungwa, zvaakuratidza kuti zvatosiyana nemamiriro azvava zvaita. And zviri kukanganisa nokuti vanhu vapanga vakatarisira runyararo ivo vana Mnangagwa vaitaura nezvounyararo zvinenge zvaakuvanhu vanenge vakuvhunduka-vhunduka. Saka hazvina kumira mushe. Tinongofungira kuti kuda dare reRed Mhosva riri kutaura nenyaya yacho, pavanopedza vanhu vanenge vati dzikamei.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukomari Joyce. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is a Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe post-elections. Of course, the opposition is disputing the outcome of the elections, and the Constitutional Court will sit on Wednesday to discuss the issues that are being raised by those disputing the elections. I think Christine Mtere Rudukutanga, Vamutape Magadi.
Tiripo yetu mahaliyo.
Aiwa, tiripo. Murukono sei maamiru waka ita zunumi.
Maoni rangu zino azina kumira zakanaka munyika yedu ya Zimbabwe. Dai vamu nanga kwa ni Zanu PF waka wina kuma election avai shunguru davani mariza usashinga abudwa vai nyarara uita ku vuona step ichatorwa ne opposition party dzani kuti ivo vanozotanga kushungurudza vanhu vachipfuura vanhu mastreet vachita zvavanoita and so that hatisi kufara nazvo zviri kuitika munyika yedu yeZimbabwe iko zvinovazadza vanhu mumasiyo masoja mumastreet hamusi kutofambika ina hamusi kutaurika nyaya dzepolitics
asika ivo vari kuti dzorai volume yeredio yenyu vamutapi
okay
ya ndanti kuti asiwo vari kutika ivo vanopikisa ndo vari kushokosha hurumende nekudaro ndosaka vazadza mauto mumugwagwa
kwete hazvisirizvo ivo vacho vari kupikisa handiti kana vachinge vaona kuti havasi kugutsikana nezvakabuda musarudza handiti vamunanga kwadai vakavati oright chidemonstratai tichakudzivirirai asi muchaisaite noise musaite mhirizhonga modemonstrata murunyararo vanhu vogara pasi votaurirana dhani kupfuura vanhu hazvina kunaka zvavakaita paipai hazvitofadzi dai ndaikwanisa kuti ndinosanganawo navamunango kana vachivengwa ndaida kutaura nawo inini ndimbovanzwawo pane pfungwa dzavo nekuti vari kuparidza runyararo after that vaparidza runyararo vari kuparidzira kune vamwe vese vari nyika dzekunze asi munyika medu chaimo hamuna runyararo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma mutape nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
okay tinotenda blessing
tunotenda shukuru. Chris, you heard there from our first caller, Mutape, he's saying that his concern is that after the elections, if ZANU-PF had won, as they are claiming, there shouldn't be this crackdown on ordinary Zimbabweans, especially the opposition. And he's saying that the alleged shooting of six people in Harare is regrettable. But of course, I asked him that the government is saying that it's the opposition that provoked that incident by demonstrating and allegedly burning cars. But he's saying that it appears that if a leopard wants to eat its young ones, it will first accuse them of smelling like goats.
Yes, blessing. Zulukandaba ufuna elifuna ke ukuthi listinte lapha sixoxisane inombolo zethu ngu +12024650318 izo ke ezikhona la ku WhatsApp. Before we go to Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, our guest for today, let's take a watch and a listen to some of the conversations that we had on the streets of Harare very recently. I'm sure we have some audio issues with that video, but we will be back with some more videos. Meanwhile, Mr. Ngwenya, now can you tell us what you make of the current situation regarding the constitutional challenge that is going to be held next week on Wednesday? Can you just give us your thought on both the those the litigants and the other side, what you think, what you make of their arguments?
Well, so far I can see two clear divisions in terms of the contextualization of the case. There is the political side that seems to be very heavy on political rhetoric in terms of the freeness and fairness and the conduciveness of the atmosphere, which some people are dismissing that, but I'm saying, well, look, elections are political. And if some litigants are talking about the unsuitability of the political environment, it is important that any judge who is worth his salt should consider that. And, of course, then there is the statistical aspect, the mathematical aspect, that is very, very heavy as well, which is putting contestations in terms of whether the figures were added correctly or not. And I think that, you know, the judges really will have to basically make up their minds. That's my opinion, and I'm not a lawyer, which side to give a heavier weighted average. Is it the statistical aspect or the political aspect? But, you know, given the type of submissions I have seen from the MDC Alliance, they're putting in a balance between the political and the statistical, whereas, you know, the other side, Zanu-PF and ZEC, are coming out guns blazing, talking about procedural issues and also the statistical side, which they say they are able to prove. So, mainly the contextualization, one I can say for the time being, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, you know, it's really hard to tell how the outcome will be. But of course,
right.
Yeah, from what you are seeing and hearing, you know, it seems like both sides have a valid argument, this one and that one. Anyway, we'll see it next week. A blessing.
Of course, wait to see. Tinenge tinemwe muteereri. I think mukoma tawanda. Magadi.
Tinofara rekana muchifara.
Tiri wadi here. Munonzi ani zita?
Ninde twa mukoma tawanda buwerimwe.
Okay, mukoma tawanda tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika.
Ya, mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Tisira kuti zvinhu zvinge zvakapari zvine zvasina kuti mirira yedu zvakanaka ba.
Mhm.
Kutarisira kuti zvinhu zvifambewo nekodzero dzedu tipi ho democracy yatakaendera kumaelection.
Mhm.
Saka tiri kutarisira kuti pa next week pamusoro chitatu apa Matare dai arega kutonga nyaya wakamira pa ruling party.
Mhm.
Nyaya dai yatongwa sezvairi ndozvichiwo zveduwo sevana muZimbabwe nematarisiro etakaitawo nezvakadurwa masanctions kuti dai zvagonawo. Zvinhu zvafamba zvakanaka kuitira kuti tigone kurarama zvakanaka muno muZimbabwe. Matare agone kutonga nyaya sezvazviri. Semamiriro akaita humbowo hwakaiswa nebato reMDC Alliance rinotungamirwa naPresident Chamisa. Dai zvafambawo sezvazviri iye zvafambawo zvakanaka.
Asi kubvira zvaitwa sarudzo idzi dzichipera kunyange paine mutauro uripo uyu, pane zvamuri kuonawo zvachinja?
Hapana, zvandinini kuonawo kwangu zvangu hapana zvachinja ba. Ndiri kuona nzvimbo dzatinogara zhinji dzacho tiri kungoona kushungurudzwa kwevanhu. Tiri kuona zvakare kuti vanhu havasina kusununguka, vanhu vari kungotya. Saka hazvina kuchinja, hapana zvachinja.
Vanhu vari kutyei apa? Vane katurike here nai mukoma tawanda? Ungangotya here pasina chiri kuitika?
Hautyi pasina chiri kuitika, but apa inhaya yekuti pane zviri kuitika. Ndosaka tiri kutya mukufamba uye mukutaurawo takasununguka zvatinonga maonero eduwo, nekuti vakomana vari kungofamba vasiri macivilian vachibata vanhu vanonga vari kungotaura nyaya dzine maererano nedzapuresident Chamisa, vakangonzwa varitokuhuka. Saka vanhu havachakwanisi kutaura vakasununguka nenhau yenyaya iyoyo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma tawanda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda zvakanaka, maita basa.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Chris Tawanda is saying that it's back, it appears, to the days of former President Robert Mugabe, where people were free to talk, but not free after talking.
Mm.
So he's saying that fear has gripped the nation, and there are many plainclothes policemen or intelligence officers who are clamping down on opposition supporters, Chris.
Yeah, very sad. Now, Mr. Ngwenya, you know, in a normal situation, if the election had gone properly without all these accusations, allegations, and so forth, we would be talking cabinet. What kind of cabinet would President Emmerson Mnangagwa pick? Is he going to recycle the same old, or he's got a new approach from what you can see?
Well, if you can sense from the trajectory of his initial statement, he seems to be focused on having a cabinet that is highly technical and delivery oriented. And I also sense on in the footnotes of his commentary that he wants a cabinet that unites the country and government. So obviously, being a sneaky politician as he is, I can see him making inroads into picking up a few independent candidates here and there, maybe, you know, rattle the opposition a bit by throwing in the you know, in a carrot on the side of opposition to see who's going to take the bait. But as you say, if things had gone normal, I would be the first person to say we need a cabinet that is all inclusive, that is delivery oriented, that is highly technical, and that is totally devoid of partisan, persuasion, so that he is able to prove to the world that Zimbabwe should open for business. Because if you start recycling the old guard, we are back to the Mugabe era, and he might have a problem arresting the economic decline that has always been associated with ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm. Let's say, for argument's sake, if Nelson Chamisa had won, how do you see his cabinet?
Right, the Chamisa cabinet would have been a bit easier to project because, Chamisa is a rookie and he would want to prove a point at the first bite that his government is very capable. I would have seen possibly a bunch of young people, dynamic, highly educated and very activist type of characters in there. And of course, he would have also touched on exciting young women like the Mamombes of the world. It would really been one of the youngest cabinets in the SADC region, and it would have been a really delight to work with that kind of setup.
Mm. Interesting. Now, maybe, Blessing, we go back to the streets of Harare and hear what people had to say about the election.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I think there is another technical fault.
My name is Apas Mapimizen, representing Gender Association of Zimbabwe. First of all, I would like to pass my condolences to the deceased families who passed away on Wednesday before the announcement of the elections. To Mr. Chamisa and Mr. Mnangagwa, gentlemen, can you put house in order? We don't want violence in Zimbabwe. This is a very peaceful country. That Wama Vanavedu, but to Ataka Jara and Ivana Babedu, which you did by example. Rujam Zimbabwe is not necessary. Comrade Chamisa, I think my Waka Kangan is out, Waka Kurumiza, who is on the ground before the announcement of the elections. Saga, I will urge all the parties, SMNOM Zimbabwe, without the Senator Master Aho, but we are one family. Whoever wins, whoever loses, and always Amnanga Gonagaraga preacher the word of God. Let's be togetherness. Even I Garaga preacher free and fair elections. According to my own statistics, it was free and fair. It was very free and fair. So pass on way to court before President Malaysian said an announcement for it. I said appear. That was on an arm street. And Wagazofa, Wagavida Sese, we condemn violence in Zimbabwe. All Zimbabweans, let's enjoy the 5 coming years. Zichatongwa naMnangagwa ndozviripo tingaitesei. That's the outcome of the results. Let's respect the ZEC. Already vamna vachina misunderstand vangari mbodi.
Peace, love and unity.
Vangari mbodi yekusarudza ZEC. So in short, I'm saying, let's have peace in Zimbabwe. Let's celebrate whoever wins. Paruzo, next time, what shall we now? Any questions?
Yeah, so as far as the rigging that is said, do you think there was any rigging at all?
In terms of rigging, I'm not sure about that. There might be... Okay, fine. There might be a rigging somehow, in some rural areas. Because we've got some figures, I tell you, like 17,000 against 1,000. That's... That's very ridiculous. Saga Karigi Gakaripo. Go am Gabi Paper. I regard Jneka Jneka woman card. But I was Ranyas of Buddha. Sorry, gentlemen. Ranyas of Buddha Maja, but no, this guy's Rarig. Saga Pagarig was, it wasn't fair. The elections was free. But in terms of counting of the votes, there was a game behind. Someone was influencing the outcome of the results. And as Zimbabweans, as citizens of Zimbabwe, as the citizens of this country, they can talk to Anne Rambo, Rambo, Sando, 5 years to manage to get us.
There are the views of Zimbabweans right in the streets of Harare. Blessing.
I think we have another caller. I think Mkoma Cosmas. Magadi.
Tripedu Mkoma Magadiwa.
Aywa, tiripo. Tipeo pfungwa zenyu ni mamiru akaita zvinhu sarudzo. Zvadza pera kudai kunyangwe hazvo. Vamwe vakati nyaya iyi ngaiende kumatare.
Ya, ndinoti ndanonipo nguva yamandibvunzo ndipinda mukati mechirongwa. I'm very happy kuti nditaure nemi. Ndichataura nechitaro nechishona ndiri kunze kwenyika. Zviri kuitika munyika yeZimbabwe hatizvifarire zvokuti maelections akaitwa. Asi haana kuitwa chaizvo chaizvo. Ndakatoendawo kutokwira bhazi ndaunovhota. Ende kwandakavhotera ini kwamutokoka. Hakuna vanhu vakawanda ivo. Ma39,000 akutaurawo havako. Ende hakuna one. Chechipiri ndechekuti kana zvichinzi vanhu vavhota vavhotera kana kuti Chamisa kana kuti Munangagwa kana papaita kusawirirana nyaya yaenda kukoti ngavasa masoja ngavasaende kunorova vanhu maagenti aya anenge akaenda kunovhotera because zvinhu zvine zvakaita mune gwara kunze kwenyika kunogwa hazvizogadziri hazvioneke sezvakanaka zvine zvakaitika kuti masoja ari kubata vanhu ukaona vanhu vari kubatwa izvozvo ndeve MDC chete hapana kana munhu wanezanupf akasungwa ukaona masoja apaipai akashudha vanhu vayavai munhu akashudha wacho haana kana kumbosungwa wakashudha civilian asina kana pfuti murodi hazvina zvazvinobatsira takarwa hondo inini I was born in 11 April 1970 hondo yakarwa namugabe nanamunangagwa ndakarwa handina norimwe gumbo rakatodambuka izvozvo zvandiri kutaura kudaiso hapana chandakawana airwira kuti vana vedu vatakakudza vakaenda kuchikoro izvozvi wazova ndiwo vachatitungamirira but kana isusu madhara tine over 6 days tichida kungosimba tichitonga tichitonga chete koiwo vana vachazotonga rini ndakakura pandakapera hondo inichienda kuchipinda muHarare inini handina kukwanisa kuwana basa upenyu hwakatanga kuoma ndapedza kunyora form 4 upenyu hwakaoma kusvika ndabuda kubva munyika umo muZimbabwe kuya kunze kwenyika kunoku zvinhu zvakaoma hapana chinochinja hadzisi kuti ba zviri kuitika zvakanaka hazvina kunaka but ngavape nguva kuno vanhu chaivo chaivo vanogona kugadzisa zvinhu kuti zvigadzisiwe zvakanaka ndekuti kugadzisirwa zvinhu zvakanaka kutaurirana kugara pasi Munangagwa naChamisa ngavagare pasi vataurirane wapedza kutaura nogoda danzwa kuna mamama organizing machurches wotaurwa kunzi apa ngatifanise zvakadai 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 hapana anogona kupfuura munhu but tikada kushandisa chisimba chemuhondo cheche chisimba chokwamugabe cheche kuti takabvisawa mugabe nechisimba saka tichaisa chisimba chokuti tiurayane izvezvi hatisi kuwaka we are not building we are destroying ende ukanda kusupurasa nyika dzese dziri kunze izvozvo ndaiteerera news pasadak kusadak kunzi muzimbabwe kwaitoka mafree and fair ration where is the free and fair ration kana vanhu vachiurayiwa ndo zvachete zvandida kukwanisa kukonvuta baba panyaya ii
tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Cosmas Chris, you heard there from Cosmas saying that there is need for dialogue. Maybe let's go back to Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya and ask, Mr. Ngwenya, is that even a possibility?
Well, it must be. I think he puts it very well that, you know, after the elections, whether they are disputed results or not, you are still Zimbabweans. And we have gone, I've repeated that, I've said it again, that we have gone through these periods of conflict and disagreement from 1980, Gukula Wundi, Murambatsvina, 2008. And look at what happened in the GNU between 2009 and 13. Things were moving on well because, as you say, people sit down. But before you sit down, somebody should admit that they were wrong. Because, you see, you don't just start reconciling purely out of, a moral a reason. There must be some kind of remission, some kind of admittance that, look, things did not go on well, but we are willing to forgive and forget. But now, if you are going to be coming with a gun and, you know, arresting people and shooting people and thinking that afterwards you bring them to the table, that is not going to work out. But I really believe that we have a brilliant opportunity. I mean, Nelson is only 40 years old, and if the decision doesn't go his way, he can regroup his team and start preparing for 2023, provided that the justice system has been reached amicably. So this can be done, and I think that gentleman who has said it, it's a very brilliant submission.
Chris.
Yes, Blessing, quite interesting. Let's go back to the streets of Harare and hear what our listeners and viewers are saying.
Munga tuza zitarenyu nebatora mno mirira.
Ndinoitwa Mukunda Tafadzo Sihlahla. Ndiriwo mumiririri we council kanzu kuitawo councillor pa elections arikuya nebato rezanu PF.
Mungatiudza kuti campaign yenyu iri kufamba sei?
Kampeni yedu ndirikuona kunge iri kufamba zvakanaka chaizvo nekuti tine zvirongo zvakawanda zvatiri kuita. Takabatanawo naMP vedu veHarare East vanoitwa vaTerence Mukupe. Tine maprojects atiri kuofa, tine vana vatiri kuziva kuti vakagara mudzimba havana zvavari kuita. Saka tiri kuofa macourses eNurse Aid neeHotel and Care.
Sorry, we have to cut that video. We'll bring you another one later. Blessing.
Of course, for those of you who are joining us right now, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe post the 2018 elections. Of course, the elections are being disputed, something that is... That Zimbabweans have come to expect from their elections, that they will be disputed. And analysts are saying this is only prolonging the country's crisis. When we talk about the crisis, it's about the economy. There are cash shortages. Unemployment is estimated by some to be around 90%, which is really frightening. And last week, we also saw inflation creeping up to about 4%, slightly above that. This shows an economy that is in decline or has been in decline for a number of years now. Of course, the hope was that after the elections, things will be okay and Zimbabwe will be open for business. Chris, let's go back to Mr. Ngwenya.
Before we go, we have a call, I think.
Oh, we have another caller?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Maro, are you there? Oh, okay.
Makadiva Maroa.
What is it? No fire, Makadio.
Ayo, Maroa Murimba Kuere, kana kuti muri pa iPhone ya sungazun squeaker.
But I told you to put driver, we should say it's squeaky.
Ah, Majek Mugadara, Yazun squeaky. I stood out cruise routi. Kana bapida mchirongwa motchaga, begu mira kana pari safe motaura, no timuga driver, mchin ingirkira. I mean, I see Boshan say, you hands free, and it is going to be nasty.
What I. The next time I come with this, my election is going to be in order to see what I mean, sir. But if you take care of my job, China, I am going to go to the Maestro, the one I was a girl, the one who was going to go to the Giza. But if I was shut at the Maestro, the I was here, I would cry, I would be. How do you want to speak to the Saka, Spirouti? I'm going to be the two, I guess, you're going to get some more. So,
Asika nai koma paka zonzi hapana mutungamiri aripo pane chinozobuda here apo
aiwaka saka zvikure vaka kuti nekuti dare redire Zimbabwe rakamisa inoregulation yemuzimbabwe zvira kuti hasati tane mutungamiri ari pakagadzwa zvipa mutemo
zvinoitika ndezvekuti anenge aripo yeye kusvika mumwe atora mhiko ndiye anomboramba akafanobata matomu kuti nyika ifambire mberi nekuti hapangagari pasina munhu
ndozvatenge tichitaudza kuti saka president vakuita mabasa eupresident vasati vagadzwa zvepamutemo
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Alright, aiwa, tinotenda nemuwe 57 kuti zviita zvikuitika
musamedu. Aiwa, tinotenda chirongwa ndechenyu. Chris, you had our caller. He is came up with an interesting question. He's saying, Mr. Mnangagwa is in Windhoek, Namibia, in his capacity as what? Because he's saying that the election is still disputed. But I understand that he remains the president until there is an inauguration and another president is sworn in. Because, you know, there can't be a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even here in America, elections are in November. And the next president comes in around the 20th January. So that is what is supposed to happen. They you can't have a vacuum.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Even for a day. That's why if he leaves General Chiwenga or Mr. Kembo Mohadi will be acting. You know, it can't be vacant.
No, Babu Ngwenya, ngokubona kwakho wena lapho esiyakhona ubona njani nxa asithi sekwedlule udaba lwe constitutional court lolo ungathini wena ngokubona kwakho ukuthi kuzahamba njani elizweni lapha sizaba silokhu sibona indwendwe zabantu emabhanga yini lokhu lalokhu yana kuthiwa kuyashota kumbe njengoba kuthiwa Zimbabwe is open for business sizabona ibusiness yakhona
Na uyena umnumzana Mnangagwa kungathiwa khona nguye ongqobileyo sokukhulunyiwe. AmaZimbabwe phela liyazi lathi ukuthi sithanda umsebenzi siyajabulela ukuthi impilo zethu ziye phambili. Mina ngibona ngathi izithembiso zakhe zonke ayezenzele njana ukuze afanele adinge umphathindambo amaminista akwanise ukuthi asuthikhe izithembiso azenzayo. Angiboni ngizwa abanye besithi kuza kwalokhu kulokuxabana kulobuhlungu ye ngingathi khona ingxenye amanye amazwe baye belokhu bekhula ngokwezithembiso. Kodwa abantu uZulu weZimbabwe nguZulwane othanda ukuthi nxa izinto sezingathi sezivezekile angene emsebenzini ye uyabe ekhathazekile. Kodwa mina ngibona ngathi indlela esikhangeleyo yindlela ukuthi abantu bazaqala ukusebenza bezama ukuthi baziphathele empilweni yabo bekwazi ukuthi uhulumende okhona ye kabamthokozeleli kodwa sebesebenzela izimuli zabo.
Hayi ngezwakala blessing.
Tanga tine mutereri zvino nhare yacho inenge yadonha vanenge vanga vachinzi ndevachikomba tinovimba kuti vachaedza zvakare kuti vange vachiti fonera todzoka kwamuri mukoma rejoice takatarisa idzo nyaya dzenyika idzi tirikuona kuti nyika dzakabudirira dzakaita sana America vana Britain nedzimwe dziri musangano re-European Union dzinenge dzisina kunyatsofara nezvakabuda musarudzo uye ndo dzinonzika nevapfana vemazuva ano ndo dzine bag
nyika dziyadziya havangowanzoita zvinhu zvinongofungwa nevanhu vanotonga chete vanenge vachitaurira nezvenevanamanamzana business vachitaura nevanhuvakati kuti kuti saka ndinoona kuti kana vachangobvumawo kuti ndozvazviri nokuti muchinguti nevara rinoti hypocrisy ndopane hypocrisy yachoka kuti ivo vari dzimemba business kana vakati ivo aiwaka nyangwe vanhu vachigunun'una asi kana pasina kupokana pana pasina hondo pasina sivo takungoitawo basa sebasa tingobatsirawo nekuti pane mamwe mapoka aripo macivil society organizations vane basa rokubatsira democratization cause vave mabhizinesi vo vanenge vachitawo bhizinesi yavo saka handivoni kuti vangange vakagumbuka iko zvinhu havo asi kana vari dzive mabhizinesi vakati aiwa ichiregai timborova hedu basa asi tichibatsirawo kuti macivil society abatsire nedemocratization zvinhu zvinenge zvichifamba zvakanaka asi vanenge vakagumbuka havo hatiri kuti vachanyarara nenyaya yacho ava vakangoramba vachingorovawo vanhu vachisungawo vanhu vanenge vasiparirawo
Of course, maybe let's also put that in English. Let me ask you again, Mr. Ngwenya, we are seeing that it appears America is not going to lift the sanctions imposed on Harare. The same goes for the European Union. They did express serious concern with the manner in which the Zimbabwe Electoral Electoral Commission was running this particular election. They had given what some might call conditions to say if the elections are free and fair, they will be willing to engage Harare. But it's not happening.
Look, I mean, when these countries take decisions about engaging in other countries, in Western countries, they also consult business. And the business, as I said earlier on, has long-term interests. So there is a tendency to have a situation of some kind of hypocrisy where they will still be complaining about violation of rights. And as long as, you know, the Mnangagwa regime does not keep, you know, shooting at people and arresting opposition party members, if they maintain a semblance of dignity, you know, big business might consider it best for their interest to keep engaging. But, you know, Western countries will never stop complaining. But, of course, they also work with civil society organizations. They will keep supporting democratization, you know, programs to ensure that citizens also get an opportunity to vent their frustration. But I can see, really, a business-as-usual type of thing, but, of course, with one or two conditions tied to human rights behaviors.
But, Mr. Ngwenya, who really is in charge if after the army allegedly shot people, President Mnangagwa was saying that he is setting up a committee to investigate? Does this mean he does not know who deployed the troops?
Look, there's always a narrative that there is some kind of conflict of, you know, command between Mnangagwa and Chiwenga. But my humble and personal opinion, and I don't want to be, you know, persecuted for that, I think Mnangagwa is a type of a two-faced person who is likely to be really talking and trumpeting and hypothesizing, you know, peace and pretending he doesn't know. But, of course, as a politician who wants to survive, this is why this man has survived since 1960s with Mugabe, because he's able to manipulate and maneuver through this treacherous course of political, you know, chicanery and behavior. So there is absolutely no way. Of course, you know, he will argue that you know, if he was not consulted, but he's been talking peace, he's talking Zimbabwe is open for business, so he should know what is happening in the barracks. And I think he has to own up and accept responsibility for the misbehavior of his troops.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Ngwenya. I think tinemwe mutereri, Chris.
Yes, yes, please.
Ndiani ari parunare.
Hello, Magadi.
Magadi, henyu taurisai.
Magadi, henyu.
Tiripo, radio enyu inenge iri kuita kuti taite maungira hatizonzwa nani. Nare yacho inenge iri kunetsa yo, Chris. But of course, we urge our listeners, you know, once they are on air, they should reduce the volume. Otherwise, there will be an echo.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be difficult to communicate.
Yeah. I don't know from our producers if we still have one more video to show. Oh, looks like we have run out of videos, but the people in Harare were giving us their views about the elections, what they think should be done. And Blessing, you know, there were mixed views.
Mm-hmm.
You can't come out with it. It just shows how polarized the country is, you know. Mm-hmm. Someone will be so extreme, they tell you about this party, they support the other. There's no middle ground.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. I think it's also because of the winner-take-all type of politics that Zimbabwe is pursuing. But Mr. Ngwenya, just looking at the economy, what needs to be done to turn around this economy? Of course, this court case, one way or the other, will be resolved. And I think the question of the day, or the greatest question of the day, is how are they going to turn around the economy? Whoever wins this court case, be it Advocate Chamisa or Mr. Mnangagwa.
Absolutely. You know, this government has got a very appetite of public expenditure. The budget deficit is much too wide. You know, you need to have a tight
budget, that the tight government that is able to control public expenditure, 90% of our revenue is swallowed by public servant salaries, and this is not good. And you know, almost 80% of our foreign reserves that we make are, you know, is used in importing, you know, consumables and motor cars. So we need a government that is tight on that is tight on fiscal expenditure, and also a government that is able to create propound policies that get industry working again. Because if people are not employed, if they are not creating their own wealth, they become a burden to the state, and we become a huge you know, free market. So if I was going to advise any government that is coming in, I would say, cut the government into half, focus on creating productivity, increasing the capacity utilization industry, so that you remove all these wasteful public companies and focus on ensuring that Zimbabweans produce goods and services that they can produce. We can save our resources to in order to shift capital, real machinery into the country to reinvent ourselves in terms of being competitive in our exports.
Let's also turn to SADC, because President Mnangagwa is currently in Namibia for a SADC summit. It appears there are many sick men in the region. Zimbabwe, no doubt, is part of that group. There is the Democratic Republic of Congo. Mozambique is doing very well, but of course there are disturbances being caused by some extremists, instability in Lesotho. Do you think SADC is doing enough to ensure that there is regional stability in order to attract investment?
I've always said over and over again that the problem with our SADC is a kind of an old boys' club that is controlled by a few individuals who are on a self-preservation, you know, surgeon. So if it was ECOWAS, it would have been completely different. So the metrics and the algorithm that is used in resolving conflict in SADC is very dilute. You know, you want to have a SADC that can call its peers to account, and I'm afraid that they have no capacity of calling their peers into order, because they are only worried of self-preservation, and that is not doing very well for the region. Because you have these black spots of misgovernance that are not very good when you want to sell SADC as an economic bloc.
The peer review mechanism seems to be problematic. I remember former President Thabo Mbeki pushing that to in the African Union, of course, but it appears it was dead on arrival. No one seems to be following through. Chris?
Yes, Mr. Ngwenya, in the event that the court rules that the election be held once again, do you see the country in a capacity to carry out another election that's going to be free and fair within the stipulated time?
Well, the only problem is that you are asking the match to be replayed with the same referee who is being accused of receiving bribes from the two captains. Mm-hmm. So really, a rerun of the election without the transformation of the modus operandi and the mentality of ZEC, it would be a waste of time, because all the institutions that have been responsible for poisoning the electoral chalice are still in place. So if the court can order the commission to be reconfigured, if the court can order the traditional leaders to stay out of politics, I think we can still have a free trade election. But using the current institutions, I'm afraid, gentlemen, a rerun will just be a repeat of the same old problem.
Very interesting. We hope that won't be the case, but in whatever case, we hope justice will prevail. Blessing.
And just last question, we discussed this a bit at the beginning of the show. Is there a possibility that there will be a government of national unity?
There is absolutely no possibility of a fully functional and credible government of national unity, because there's too much talk. There are too many political toxins in the environment. So I believe that if it's going to look like a government of national unity, it's going to be a token, and that won't do very well for the country. I think the government that is going to come into place is a government that is composed of the winner-take-all mentality, which, obviously, like I said earlier on, is not going to be able to deliver, unless if they are real gentlemen who have won the court decision, who are willing to go out of their way.
Mr. Ngwenya, thank you so much for being our sole guest tonight.
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much, and you have a nice weekend. And we also want to take this opportunity to thank our viewers, our callers, those who are sending messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And yours truly, Chris Gande. Let's meet again sometime, same station. The name is Gandhi. Good night, Zimbabwe.